This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions again. This is Chris Witz. We know that hope is actually the opposite of despair. And what is despair? It's a sense that things won't change for the better and nothing I do can make any difference. Now, unfortunately, despair is real to lots of people in our community. Let me just give you one very sad example. I read an article the other day that talked about 8,000 elderly people in Australia who face despair over the fact that they can't care for children who have physical and their children who have a physical and mental disability. There's a couple who live in Bendigo in Victoria with their son who is 40, and he has a multiple disability. He has physical or intellectual problems, and for mum and dad, their lives focused around their son, and for 18 years of this time, this man had no day placement, and they coped only with a couple of hours support each day. They could never go away for a holiday. And the father had his nightmare that what will happen to Rodney as he wakes during the night and worries about the future for his son. They need permanent accommodation, but the current reality facing them is that there is no hope that they share with almost 8,000 other parents and carers over the age of 65 who are looking for the same solution. So as a result, they just have no hope, no security, no peace of mind. So that's one example. It's very real. It's a true example. Despair is real for lots of people. So if you have a look around the world, there's the shocking figures, you know, millions of African women who face despair over the plight of those who rape them or kill them or treat them as sex slaves and who live in poverty and ghetto-like conditions. They don't see any hope. There are parents whose hearts have been devastated by their wayward children. They live in despair. And if you read the newspapers, you'll see this lack of despair. If you, for example, on Google, a quick search on Google reveals that 28 million children die every year from diseases. 17 million children die from malnutrition and starvation. 10 million children are involved in sex trafficking. And something like 100 million children live on the streets of our world. And 1.4 million children under the age of 15 living with HIV. So they're the sort of stark figures, the reality. It's easy to look around our world and things that feel that things are hopeless. And of course, it's not just out there, is it, that there is that sense of despair. It's in our hearts, our own hearts, all of us, I guess, know times in our own lives when we felt like a situation was hopeless, we didn't know what to do. Perhaps that's right where you are now. Maybe you've lost your job, money could be tight, and maybe you've been to the doctor and the news is not good for you, and maybe you fear that other things are just catching up on you, or you feel that you're a failure, or perhaps someone that you've loved has walked out. So there are lots and lots of things where we feel that sense of despair. But I want to say today there is a reason to hope, and it comes from God. It mightn't be easy, but the answer really is found in the Bible. For example, I'm looking at the psalmist who wrote Psalm 13, and he was in the grip of despair when he said this: "How much longer, Lord, will you forget about me? Will it be forever? How long must I be confused and miserable all day?" And then in verse 5 and 6 of Psalm 13, he said, "I trust your love. I feel like celebrating, Lord, because you rescued me. You've been good to me, Lord. I will sing about you." So there was a real man who experienced the sense of despair when God gave Isaiah the promise that a Messiah would come. You know, it was 700 years before Jesus came. And of course, they must have wondered that this was just a terrible time of despair. So if it feels to you today that God is slow in answering your prayer, don't give up hope, because God is in charge of our world. He'll come through for you. Corrie ten Boom used to say, "Look around you and get distressed. Look inside you, get depressed. But look to Jesus and be at rest." I think it's certainly that simple. Lord, you've given to us so freely. Lord, we'll never understand it, but we're able to see that you love us in a unique way. Thank you for that, in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.